Get two free. Visit WinnowNation.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
As we head through the remainder of the afternoon, clouds definitely winning out over sunshine, and temperatures are on the cool side, only in the 60s. Scattered showers will continue on and off for the next several hours. They'll draw to a close later this evening. Mostly cloudy skies overnight. We drop to the 50s come early tomorrow morning. Winds will kick up tomorrow, gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. That will make it feel just a little bit cooler, with afternoon highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. We'll see more sunshine during the afternoon, too. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
With clouds, 52 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, police are giving new details about a suspect's plans for a school shooting in Montgomery County.
Outcry in Congress over a near miss of aircraft at Reagan National Airport. I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
The U.S. House moving forward with a major foreign aid package, setting up a big weekend vote. Lawyers hope to wrap up jury selection today in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Right now, the Dow is up 186 points. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. is looking to lower the temperature in the Middle East.
We've been engaged in efforts to avoid escalation. Those efforts will continue.
And he says there was no American role in Israel's missile strike in Iran, seen as payback for last week's attack by Iran. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is in Tel Aviv.
This was a limited strike. We will de-escalate if you de-escalate. And it's very clear that both these countries have chosen to de-escalate. And that, I think, is what we're now seeing, something the Biden administration and other Western powers are also very, very keen on.
The U.S. House is poised to act tomorrow on separate aid packages for Israel and Ukraine. Today, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance has made new air defense commitments to Ukraine.
Several allies made concrete commitments during the meeting and are finalizing contributions that I expect will be announced soon.
A day before the 25th anniversary of the Columbine school attack, police in Montgomery County, Maryland, say an 18-year-old high school student has been charged with plotting to carry out a school shooting. Police Chief Marcus Jones says they found evidence in his writings and other material.
This situation highlights the critical importance of vigilance and community involvement in preventing potential tragedies.
A judge in Minnesota has dropped some of the most serious charges against a St. Olaf College student who was accused of plotting a campus shooting, all because of a lack of evidence. Donald Trump calls on the judge in his hush money case to remove the gag order that was slapped on him.
The judge has to take off this gag order. It's very, very unfair that my constitutional rights have been taken away.
12 jurors have been seated in that New York trial, work continuing today to find alternates. President Biden stumped today for union support. He spoke to IBEW members in Washington. New action today in China affects a major U.S. company.
Apple says it has dropped WhatsApp and Threads from its app store in China after that country ordered they be removed. China also asked that all Meta apps, which include Facebook and messaging apps Signal and Telegram, be dropped too. China is Apple's second biggest market, but has some of the world's most extensive internet censorship. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
The oldest daytime Emmy nominee is Dick Van Dyke at 98, up for his role as an amnesiac in Days of Our Lives on Peacock. Wall Street, the Dow is up 191, S&P is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP. It's Friday, April 19. Clouds and 52 degrees, heading into the 60s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. As you heard on CBS News, a Montgomery County student is under arrest, charged with threats of mass violence that targeted two county schools. WTOP's Kate Ryan now has more on what police found when they searched the student's computer, tablet, and phone.
Montgomery County Police Chief Marcus Jones said 18-year-old Alex Yee's 129-page document, what Yee insisted was a work of fiction, detailed plans to shoot up Wooten High School and even an elementary school. A search of Yee's phone showed more.
Messages on the Discord app revealed conversations involving the Columbine shooting and similar school shootings, as well as drawings depicting shootings were found on the iPhone.
Brian Hull with the Montgomery County School System stressed that Yee had not been present in any Montgomery County school since 2022 and that he had been enrolled in an online program. Hull also said there's an added police presence at Wooten where Yee previously attended classes. At police headquarters, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Also during that news briefing, County Executive Mark Elridge had a sharp response for a journalist who asked if the suspect identified as transgender.
Do you publicize every time somebody gets murdered that it's a white Christian male who's heterosexual? No. Are these the only crimes that get committed? You never publish somebody's sexual orientation when you talk about this. Why you focus on it being a transgender is beyond me. It is not a news story. It is not a crime to be transgender. And I'm sorry you feel that way.
WTOP's Kate Ryan will have more on this story throughout the afternoon. Virginia's two U.S. senators say this week's near collision of two aircraft at Reagan National Airport is a clear sign that more flights should not be added there. The story from WTOP's Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
A frantic air traffic controller can be heard on audio from the incident, which occurred Thursday morning as JetBlue and Southwest aircraft nearly taxied across the same runway as one plane prepared to take off.
Southwest 2937, stop!
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine spoke today on the Senate floor.
The incident yesterday was a big warning light flashing red, telling Congress not to take steps that would weaken the safety of this airport.
Kaine was joined by Virginia Senator Mark Warner. They're fighting a proposal to add 10 flights at the airport, which is being considered under the FAA authorization bill. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
We are learning some new details about the man whom was arrested by police for a shooting at a local gym last week. His first court appearance is scheduled for this afternoon. And WTOP's John Doman has more on the altercation that occurred in Glen Arden.
Witnesses tell police that 24-year-old Nelson Ballard III shot the victim after an argument broke out during a basketball game at the LA Fitness on Ruby Lockhart Boulevard in Glen Arden 8 days ago. A witness says she tried to break it up, but that Ballard walked away to grab his bag, then came back and started shooting. Dozens of people were around the basketball court at the time, and it was all captured on video. Ballard is charged with attempted murder, but the 43-year-old victim was shot multiple times and remains in critical, life-threatening condition, and still needs a machine to help him breathe. John Dome in WTOP News.
A scholarship in memory of a beloved broadcaster and a WTOP alum is now available at American University. The Wendy Rieger Memorial Scholarship Fund has been created at AU's School of Communication. It'll be available annually for journalism students. Wendy earned her degree in journalism from AU, and she worked here in the 1980s. Going on to be an anchor and reporter, of course, for NBC4 and a household name across our region. Rieger died in 2022 after a battle with cancer, and her husband chose to honor her legacy with this endowment. Coming up on WTOP as we check money news.
Why a flying taxi company just landed in D.C. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey there, DC. George Wallace here. And you don't want to miss out on the April 20th Washington Spirit versus Gotham FC match at 1 p.m. at Audi Field. Trust me, this is an experience you won't want to miss. We'll get to see World Cup stars like the Spirit's Trinity Rodman and Andy Sullivan battle it out against Gotham's Kelly O'Hara and Rose Lavelle. I already have my tickets, so don't forget to secure yours today at WashingtonSpirit.com/tickets and join me in cheering on DC's professional women's soccer team.
It's 108.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
now, traffic and weather on the 8s. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And starting in the district, northbound DC 295, two work zones to worry about. First, near Pennsylvania Avenue in the right lane. Then as you head toward Burroughs Avenue, also in the right lane, that's where your delays are leaving the outbound 11th Street Bridge, headed toward Eastern Avenue. Southbound DC 295 on the brakes, approaching Burroughs Avenue, down to and past East Capitol Street. Still with a single left lane getting you by the work zone there as you head toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Northbound 3rd Street tunnel delays toward New York Avenue, but nothing in your way. In Virginia, northbound 395 still solid as you approach Boundary Channel Drive, headed across the 14th Street Bridge, where that work continues to block the left lane. Seeing some delays south of town on the outer loop as you head past the Wilson Bridge toward 210. That crash was reported to be as cleared to the travel lanes from the travel lanes at this point, but may have the right lane blocked. Back again on the outer loop as you head toward 210 and the Indian Head Highway. If you're traveling on the Beltway in Montgomery County, seeing some slowdown after Old Georgetown Road headed toward Connecticut Avenue with nothing reported. If you're on the Beltway in Virginia, your slowdown's approaching Leesburg Pike headed toward the Georgetown Pike, but your travel lanes are open and available. I-95 southbound on the brakes going across the Occoquan down to 123, then again further south leaving Dumfries headed toward Garrisonville. Northbound I-95, solid delays leaving Aquia and 630 in Stafford, headed toward the Prince William Parkway, with travel lanes reported to be open. Folks are bailing out on traffic to go northbound onto Route 1 as you head toward Triangle, so watch out for those delays as well. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert Forecast now with Steve Rudin.
Scattered showers will dot radar for the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures only in the 60s, so a little bit cooler than it's been over the last couple of days. Lingering showers draw to a close later this evening and into the overnight, with wake-up temperatures tomorrow morning mainly in the 50s. Tomorrow is going to be a windy day. Gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. Actual high temperatures, upper 60s to lower 70s, but it may feel a little bit cooler thanks to the wind. More afternoon sunshine is expected. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin of the First Alert Weather Center.
52 and cloudy in Northwest, 54 in Fairfax, and it's 55 in College Park. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's time for Money News on WTOP at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Netflix is still the king of streaming, with 9.3 million new subscribers last quarter, but that will be harder to keep track of now. Netflix will stop reporting subscriber growth starting next year. Most of last quarter's growth was from cheaper ad-supported versions. Tesla has recalled 3,900 Cybertruck pickups after complaints the accelerator pedal gets stuck or falls off. The flaw can cause the truck to unintentionally accelerate. Tesla still hasn't disclosed how many Cybertrucks it has sold since its first deliveries in November. A Tesla Cybertruck costs as much as $102,000. Ahead of summer, upgrades to some beach hotels. The company that owns Sea Loft Oceanfront and Commander Hotel and Suites, both in Ocean City, and Bay Resort Waterfront in Dewey Beach, is spending $8 million on renovations. Sea Loft is the former Atlantic Oceanfront Inn. The Dow's up 228 points, but that's where it stops. The S&P 500 is down 22.5% loss. The NASDAQ is down 207 points. That is 1.3%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Coming up,
as Mother's Day approaches, one group wants more women released from prison. This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 1:12.
Prince George's County elected officials are rallying behind David Trone for Senate. Derek Leon Davis, former councilman.
I believe David Trone always approaches this job from the perspective of doing the right thing.
Denny Taveras, delegate.
He's provided opportunities for returning citizens before it became popular. He was someone who provided health insurance for same-sex couples before it was popular. He has a proven track record.
Crystal Oriata, councilwoman.
He's someone that's honest in politics, which is rare. It is so important to have elected officials that are not afraid to go against insurance, big industry.
Not being bound by financial interests is a blessing. You can go out and fix problems.
We need somebody that can walk into different rooms and get things done.
I worked for 16 years here in Prince George's County. I'm voting for David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Get our Spring Fest doorbusters while you can right now at Lowe's. Shop $5 spring cleaning must-haves from Scrub Daddy, Tide Simply, and more. Plus, save over $1,000 on an LG Smart Top Load laundry pair. Was $22.98, now $12.96. These limited-time deals are going fast, so shop them in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/22. Appliances pricing includes all discounts while supplies last.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
The latest installment of The Jinx is back on HBO. We'll let you know if it's worth checking out. Stick around. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
At 1:15, thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. Thousands are expected for a march in D.C. next week. They'll be calling for mothers and other women who are serving time to be released from prison in time for Mother's Day.
The effort is called Free Her. Chiana Johnson served time, then founded Life After Release. She says as the country has reconciled harsh criminal codes, resulting in people being released for certain crimes, women are being overlooked.
Start to pay attention to women because women are at the bottom of the totem pole, and they're not getting any of the relief that the men are getting.
Johnson says 80% of women incarcerated in the U.S. are mothers, and that has in turn had a devastating impact on many families. The march is set for April 24th. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
In 2015, HBO released the docuseries The Jinx, The Life and Death of Robert Durst. It told the story of Durst, an American real estate heir suspected of murder. And the first season ended with Durst's shocking confession. Vulture critic Jen Chaney on Skype tells us the sequel, premiering this weekend, will pick up right where the original left off.
With Robert Durst once again trying to flee because they're about to potentially charge him in the murder of his friend Susan Berman, and it follows the trial. I personally still find this story so fascinating. The people in Robert Durst's orbit who tried to enable him, it's just kind of stunning as you watch them talk throughout this documentary. And just like the first one, I have a feeling people will be talking about this one.
Part two of The Jinx premiering Sunday night on HBO. Well, it's Friday and a lot of folks are looking forward to the weekend. So here's our things to do in the D.C. area.
This Saturday, we are hosting Earth Arts and Eats, which is a festival to celebrate Earth Day.
Ariel Gottlieb's the events manager at Mixed Food Hall in D.C.'s Brentwood neighborhood. They'll have lots of different food stalls from businesses that have been a pop-up or a food truck.
We're taking people's concepts and helping them grow them into brick and mortar.
And an area to feed your mind and heart.
Upstairs in our loft space, we have a full gallery that is always changing.
See our whole list of things to do in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia at WTOP.com. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. We're hearing more today from Montgomery County Police, who say a would-be school shooter planned to carry out a mass shooting at two different schools in order to become famous. The House today moving ahead with a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel and other allies. A final vote on that could come this weekend. After Iran attacked Israel, there's been an apparent Israeli drone attack near a major airbase and a nuclear site in central Iran. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. At 1:18, traffic and weather on the 8th with Rob Stallworth.
We have some wonderful listeners out there. I've been talking about the delays on I-95 in Virginia northbound between Garrisonville and Dumfries as you head toward Dale City. Listener checks in and says the work is near the Dale City truck skills in the left lane. That's where they're doing some bridge work today. So that's why you are backed up on I-95 northbound, leaving Garrisonville, headed toward Dale City. Southbound I-95, brief delays going across the Occoquan and down to 123 for the South Watcher volume as you leave Dumfries, headed off and on toward, this point, the Rappahannock River, where travel lanes open and available there. Northbound I-395 solid, approaching Boundary Channel Drive as you head up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. That's where the work continues to block the left lane. Westbound 66 inside the Beltway as you head toward Glebe Road may have a lane blocked as a result of the work zone. Outer loop slows, leaving Route 7 Leesburg Pike headed toward the I-66 interchange, maybe on the ramp to westbound I-66, so watch out for that. Inner loop slows in Montgomery County approaching Old Georgetown Road headed toward 355 and Connecticut Avenue with travel lanes reported to be open. Outer loop sees some slowing past New Hampshire Avenue toward Georgia Avenue, but your travel lanes are open and available. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue after the Beltway, still with the right lane blocked for the work zone as you head toward the Suitland Parkway and Dower House Road. Democracy Boulevard at 7 Locks Road, we had some dark traffic lights. We believe those are actually clear. Protect your home and auto, and when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you'll save money. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Clouds definitely winning out this afternoon as we see scattered showers on radar. They will gradually draw to a close later this evening. Before then, high temperatures will only be in the 60s, a lot cooler than it has been over the last several days. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, 50s by early tomorrow morning. Morning clouds give way to added afternoon sunshine tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, but it's going to be a windy day. Wind gusts upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour. Sunday, not as windy, mostly cloudy. High temperatures upper 50s to middle 60s. As we move into Monday, it's Earth Day. We're looking at plenty of sunshine and temperatures more typical for this time of year in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
53 in Bowie, 52 degrees in Leesburg, and we're at 53 in Northwest Washington. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Straight ahead, plans to live the high life this weekend for cannabis enthusiasts. It's 1:22.
Delivering world-class care to the D.C. region and beyond. From diagnosis to advanced treatments, Inova Shar Heart and Vascular.
Why sell your car at WeBuyAnyCar.com? Because selling it yourself can be, well, you know.
Okay, I'll give you half now.
And?
No, and just half.
What? Avoid the hassle. Come to We Buy Any Car instead. Get in, get out, and get paid at a fair price. Yeah, I can't do half.
I could probably bump it up to like 50%.
Just go.
Okay.
Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not. And more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
What's the color of your commute?
On the Virginia Railway Express, it's green. Green for the dollars you save and green for the reduction in your carbon footprint. Riding VRE is a win, both for your wallet and the environment. And the benefits go beyond that. Experience a commute like no other. Safe, reliable, convenient, and comfortable. Visit VRE.org to find your green ride. That's VRE.org.
This is WTOP News.
It's 123. Tomorrow is 420, a holiday for marijuana enthusiasts. It'll be the first April 20th since Maryland launched its recreational marijuana market. And WTOP's Nick Iannelli says stores in the state are getting ready.
I think they're going to be very busy.
Stores in Maryland that are licensed to sell recreational marijuana are bracing for big 420 crowds. They're beefing up staffing levels and promoting various deals and giveaways.
From a retail perspective, this is akin to, like, think about it like a Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Wendy Bronfine is chief brand officer with Curio Wellness, which sells cannabis products to Maryland dispensaries.
I think that most people who work in cannabis on 421 are going to feel like accountants felt on 416.
While marijuana is legal in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, only in Maryland is it legal to sell it for recreational purposes, which is another reason the stores are expecting extra traffic this weekend. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Abby from Michigan asks, I'm 51, started off with $220,000 in student loans from medical school, which ballooned out of control to $350,000 now. The good news is that I have now been gainfully employed for the past 3 years and have $500,000 in retirement savings. What do you suggest I prioritize, retirement or student loans? Wow, Abby, based on the information you provided, I think the priority has to be the student loans. Anything to reduce that debt is going to be better for you.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
125, George Wallace is here.
All right. It's been-